Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Steve Wenzel. He's a 30-year member of the Minnesota House of Representatives from 1972 to 2001. He chaired the Minnesota House Ag Committee for 16 years. And he was 8 years the Minnesota State Director of USDA Rural Development, as appointed by George Bush. He's currently Professor of Political Science at Central Lakes College in Brainerd. And welcome to the show, Steve.
I am very pleased to be on the show.
Well, Steve, last week you talked a bit about the Farm Bill and how important it is that there is rural development as part of this upcoming Farm Bill, which has to be crafted by 2018, which is coming up pretty quickly. And as you pointed out last week, the legislators in Washington, D.C. really need to work hard on getting that legislation crafted, and they really need to be working on that now. But another thing I wanted to talk about is the upcoming potential special session for our Minnesota State Legislature. And I know that there has been talk about this, and it seems like maybe there's something going to happen. I'm not sure. But there has been talk about it with the governor and several key legislators. And I'm just curious to know what your thoughts are about the potential for a special session, given all the rancor that we have seen over the last year at the state capitol.
Well, it's looking more and more like there will be one in September. That's been the last that I have heard from Governor Dayton, Speaker Daudt, and Majority Leader Chambach. And it was very disappointing that the work of the session as it relates to taxes crashed at the end of the session. They passed a tax relief bill because we've got over $1 billion surplus. It may even be $2 billion. I'm not sure, but it's over $1 billion in surplus. And in that bill was tax relief for small businesses in Minnesota, along with an income tax cut for Minnesotans. And both of them are very, very important to, again, creation of jobs and economic development. And so I believe it's incumbent that as they prepare to go back into special session, that they make sure that that component of the tax bill is not removed or denied, that it be included in the original bill as passed.
Wasn't there also a provision in there that gave some relief to farmers and and the property taxes they're paying?
Yes, that one is very important because it deals with property taxes paid to school districts by farmers, agricultural land for construction of new facilities, new schools in Minnesota. So if that provision is included in the tax bill, it's going to make it a lot easier for needed school district referendums that for needed facilities for education, K-12, in Minnesota be provided for.
Well, it's always great to get your perspective, Steve, on what's going on, and we just greatly appreciate your time and your wisdom.
Well, thank you very much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.